The controversial 122-mile pipeline would bring natural gas produced by hydrofracking in northern Pennsylvania to a terminal in the Schoharie County town of Wright, where it would then be sent on to other existing lines in the area. Constitution Pipeline, LLC, is planning to submit a permit application to build the line early this year to FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. This week, Iroquois Gas Transmission System announced it would scrub plans to build a new compressor. Instead, it would expand the existing one in Wright. The Wright Interconnect project would upgrade the compressor to handle a daily capacity of 650,000 decatherms of natural gas. Iroquois spokeswoman Ruth Parkins.
Adding compression at our Wright facility will also eliminate the need for Constitution to build a separate compression site in Schoharie County and therefore reduce the impact on the environment and the Wright New York community. Iroquois will build, own, and operate the facility under the terms of a 15-year capacity lease with Constitution.
Constitution spokesman Chris Stockton adds the pipeline route has now been finalized.
It actually reflects changes to about 50% of the original pipeline alignment that we introduced to the public during open houses last July. And those changes are a direct result of stakeholder input that we've received. We are no longer going to be building a greenfield compressor station, and that is because Iroquois Pipeline has announced that they're going to be expanding their Wright compressor station in order to accommodate the gas from the Constitution Pipeline. So that's a significant development in that it reduces the overall footprint and the environmental impact associated with the project.
Constitution officials say they are filing a draft resource associated with the project next month as they continue working toward filing their FERC application this spring. Schoharie Town Supervisor Gene Malone has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline project. He believes the pipeline companies took advantage of the devastation the county suffered from Storms Irene and Lee to try to shove the project through channels toward final approval.
We have had a concerted effort to try and get our county and towns and villages and hamlets back on their feet. This has just been a complete distraction for us, and I personally feel that Constitution felt that it was an opportune time because of what took place here to move forward with this project, probably feeling that things would fall through the cracks. But that hasn't happened, and there's a true grassroots effort here in this county to prevent the permit being issued by FERC. It's not a done deal. People just have to maintain their position and resist the whole idea.
Iroquois' Ruth Parkins defends the project. She says bringing gas from the Marcellus will provide customers in New York and New England with supply options while enhancing system reliability and reducing costs. Bob Need is a member of the board of directors for the Center for Sustainable Rural Communities. He sees the latest announcement of a change of plans as being just another distraction.
It really doesn't speak to the larger issue, which is the enormous impacts this pipeline is going to have on the region. The compressor station issue is a component of the pipeline, but certainly there's still going to be tremendous impacts on residents in the area by the pipeline, regardless of whether there's one or two compressor stations. In terms of whether or not building a larger compressor station versus a second compressor station has less environmental impacts, I think you're really splitting hairs. The compressor station in the town of Wright already sits in a designated sensitive environmental district. A compressor station has with it a certain amount of environmental overhead. And I think it's not necessarily significant whether or not the compressors are in one building or two buildings, whether or not there are six or there are eight diesel engines powering that compressor station. It still has an enormous impact.
As the project moves ahead, Iroquois officials confirm the company plans to submit a separate FERC request for the announced changes and upgrades. Iroquois and Constitution would like to see the pipeline operational by 2015. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.